special favor of Allah. Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul. Holy Allah. They bless everyone, but don't expect anything in return. The shelter for sinners are Holy Allah. The shelter for sinners are Holy Allah. Holy Allah. Holy Allah.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ عز و جل, our Madani Kafila has stayed in Gauteng province in Johannesburg and the areas around Johannesburg for a few days, and alhamdulillah we had the jadwal, the timetable with Nigrani Shura. Now alhamdulillah we're on our way to Sufi Nagar, Durban, and alhamdulillah عز و جل Aslam bhai, our Nigrani Kabinat of South Africa, mashallah, is driving the van. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are going to meet Nigrani Shura very soon. And Nigrani Shura will be joining our Madani Kafila. And in the last few days, we had a Madani Kafila joining us from the UK. 7 brothers have joined us. And now, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, this Kafila is going towards Sufi Nagar. And one good news for Madani Channel viewers is that we stopped on a service station. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, with the infradi koshish, the person who was putting fuel into our car, the infradi Islamic brothers did infradi koshish with him, and alhamdulillah azza wa jal, within a few minutes he was interested in Islam, and inshallah azza wa jal, you'll see the clips as well on Madani Channel, and that brother has accepted Islam and his new name is Muhammad Sha'ban.
If Allah loves a person, if Allah loves a person, if Allah loves a person.
La ilaha,
la ilaha
illallah,
illallah
Muhammadur,
Muhammadur
Rasulullah,
Rasulullah.
There is none
worthy,
worthy
of worship
but Allah.
Muhammad,
peace be upon him,
is the
messenger
of Allah.
MashaAllah.
Okay.
Congratulations.
MashaAllah.
You know Muslim. Okay. You say I repent
from all
my previous false beliefs. I am now a Muslim.
No.
A Muslim. Congratulations.
Subhanallah.
If Allah loves a person, if Allah loves a person, if Allah loves a person.
Your name is Muhammad. Muhammad Sha'ban. Okay.
Okay.
What's your name? Muhammad
Sha'ban.
Muhammad Sha'ban.
Okay.
Don't worry, he will contact with you.
Okay.
Congratulations. Okay.
If Allah loves a person.
Inshallah, we're going to keep in contact with him. And our new Fezane Bilal course will be starting very soon. And this brother, inshallah, will be called to that course where he will be given a 63-day tarbiyat, where we will teach him, or Muballighins will teach him how to do wuzu, ghusul, and other fiqhi masail as well, so that inshallah, azawajal, he can offer his salah and other important activities. Wasim bhai, mashallah, azawajal, is with us from UK. Alhamdulillah, azawajal, Nigrane Kabina of Qadri Kabina. We'll hear a few words from Wasim bhai as well, inshallah, azawajal.
Mashallah. Just picking up on that incident just now, the point that comes to mind, Hafizab, is that, you know, the work of Deen never stops.
Alhamdulillah.
When we stopped at the service station, what was the reason we stopped?
For Salah.
For Salah and for petrol. For fuel.
Yeah.
At that time, we had no idea that we would bump into this person and infradi koshish would happen and he would have an inclination to accept Islam. But alhamdulillah, what this teaches us is that if you have Islam inside you, and the Islam is visible in your character, in your batin and your zahir, then that affects the people around you. And alhamdulillah, within a short space of time, 5-10 minutes, a person reverted and accepted the beautiful faith of Islam.
And I think that's the beauty of the mission that the Amir al-Sulud has given, is I must try to rectify myself and the people of the whole world, and wherever we are.
What a revolution though. Within 5 minutes, this person has gone from the darkness of disbelief and has been gifted the noor of Iman.
Did you see how happy that guy was, mashallah, you know, when he recited the kalima?
And the other thing you mentioned as well, about this Fazane Bilal course, and for our viewers of Madani channel, maybe in the UK, in Europe, you know, one thing that has struck me up is in South Africa, it's my first time here like yourself, is how many people are reverting to Islam through the efforts of Dawat Islami. And Dawat Islami does not just leave them once they've reverted to Islam, actually provides a whole environment for them, a whole foundation for them to continue this beautiful journey.
You know, a couple of days ago, we had ijtima, well, our weekly ijtima Thursday in Soweto, and that Masjid Fazane Abu Attar, when Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, laid the foundations for that masjid, and the day that masjid was opened, we held an ijtima there, and all the people, even the local people as well, those who weren't Muslims as well, were invited to that, and they were given gifts, alhamdulillah, the book Welcome to Islam, and alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, nearly 50 people accepted Islam just on that day.
Yeah, Subhanallah. And one other point as well, Hafizab, is this shows us the point of how all-encompassing the religion of Islam is. That Islam does not discriminate against anybody because of the color of their skin or what background or what creed they come from. And we can trace this back to 1400 years ago. And the beautiful story of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, and how he was, before Islam, he was a slave and they were mistreated. The beauty of Islam came to them and he was elevated so much that he gave azan from the roof of the Kaaba.
SubhanAllah. Just one thing that we were going towards Durban Sufinagar, and because we wanted to put fuel in the one, you know, we returned back and we went to this petrol station to fill up.
Then we passed by, and then it so happened that we had to go back to pick up the fuel. That was the reason we ended up there. And after ending up there, a person reverted to Islam.
And how Allah Ta'ala blessed that person, alhamdulillah. You know, it was in his kismet that, alhamdulillah, he had to come into Islam. But that just shows you how Allah Ta'ala's mercy is.
Allah. And how lucky we are as well. This beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. Had Dawat Islami not been here, we wouldn't be on this Madani Qafila.
We can never thank Amir al-Sunnah for what he's done for us.
And who knows that this participation in this action could be our saviour on the Day of Judgment. My dear son, brothers, Dawat Islami for us is a great blessing, a great ni'mat from Allah Azza wa Jal. This tanzeem, which, you know, is not working only in Pakistan where it started, but all over the world. And for me, somebody who's been attached with this environment for many years, coming here to South Africa has opened my eyes as well as to how Dawat Islami is working absolutely at the grassroots.
Alhamdulillah, we just witnessed something where, due to a little effort by the Muballigh, a person accepted Islam, that means from darkness to light. But this is something that's happening in South Africa, but the biggest weakness is many people, they get people to accept Islam and leave them on their own. And there are many instances of people who accept Islam and then they don't know anything about Islam. They don't know, like, they cannot take alcohol, they can't eat haram and all these kind of things. So they just become Muslim by name, and they know, because of lack of knowledge, they do things which is un-Islamic. And alhamdulillah, we have a special course designed, and alhamdulillah, we've got Mawlana Imran, who is head of the course for new Muslims. And this is very badly needed. And alhamdulillah, when they get proper education and they become to know and understand what Islam is, alhamdulillah, when people learn more about Islam, and this Fazane Bilal cause, alhamdulillah, will give an in-depth discussion and give knowledge to these people about the beauty of Islam. And then they won't require any convincing, and they will become steadfast Muslims. I must remember, throughout the world, it mentioned that Islam is the fastest growing religion. But the people who are doing this, Many of them are Muslim by name, but we think that, especially now here in Dawat Islami, where we also put in the heart the love of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This type of Islam is the true Islam, and this is what we say is going to be propagated. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah is a proverb say, "Laysa la khabaru kal mu'ayana." That to see for yourself is not like hearing. That if you see something with your naked eyes, it is different than hearing. I am happy now that through the kafila, the world is now coming to know what more can we do in Africa. If the brothers have witnessed the reciting of Shahada from a brother in a second, what about some minutes? What about some hours? What about some week and some months and a year? There is more to do. The groundwork, you know, it is an open call to one and all. So as these UK brothers in Kafila have witnessed, it's a call to each and everybody now. That you see, for Islam in Africa, these brothers are just coming, returning back to home. Because it is, we cannot say it's new things. That Islam in Africa, it is traced long time ago at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that we find that the Hijrah, the first Hijrah, it was here to Africa. So Africa, it is within, Islam is it within the African people as well. So if we note that in mind, then it is very, very beneficial. But before I conclude, let me now just conclude with a thought-provoking philosophy, which goes like that: Buqa'u dunya ala arba'a. Four things that are needed for the dunya to go, you know, to the smooth flowing of the dunya. Four things are needed. Number one, ilmun lil ulama. We need knowledge of the scholars. I'm talking in connection to these new Muslims. The ulama, they will do their part by teaching them. Then number two, وَالسَّخَاوَةُ لِلْأَغْنِيَا. Generosity of the people who are rich. It is needed as well. You know, it takes two hands to clap. So here, we will teach them, but also we encourage all the brothers, whatever they can do, you know, in kind and in cash, they just have got to support. Because it is needed. Without support, we will fail. As we have noticed that we have planted a seed there by the garage. This man, him reciting Shahada, we have planted the seed. But you know that the seed need to be watered. If we don't water it, the crows also will eat the seed away. So it is need to be monitored day in and day out. So that's why Nigran Shura and the Nigran of South Africa, Haji Aslam, we are encouraging too much the need of Faizan Bilal Kos. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal shower special mercy, especially on this department of Faizani Bilal, we call it like that, and especially on all the madani kam of Dawat Islam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammadin, sallallahu ta'ala.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the person who is driving our van at the moment is Haji Aslam, who is mashallah the Nigran of Kabinat of South Africa. He was the one who returned the car back to the petrol station. So I think we need to hear from Aslam bhai what was in his head, that why did he return the van back to the petrol station, because there would have been more petrol stations further on. But why did he return the car back? That's something that I want to know from Haji Aslam himself, inshallah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Haji Aslam and views of Madani Channel, as the Fakir bhai said, a beautiful introduction. The truth is actually, it is Khadim and driver, MashaAllah. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, with the barakah and blessings of Madani Kafila, we are traveling towards Sufi Nagar, Durban. Actually, I was on the way, driving, and I realized that the petrol light is on. Meaning we need some gas, we need some fuel. And then I thought to myself that we are almost reaching the toll gate, and there's no petrol station in front of us. So I made inquiries from an Islamic brother and told me the next petrol station is 50 kilometers away. I said, Ya Allah, 50 kilometers away. It means we're not going to make it. We're definitely going to get stuck. And after inquiry, we realized that 5 kilometers before us, we passed the gas station, we passed the petrol station. So subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, I was thinking that we have to go back. Either we get stuck, or we go back 5 kilometers. And mashallah Azza wa Jalla, we went back 5 kilometers. And the amazing thing is that when we reached there, we filled up, and there we decided to perform our salah. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, Salatul Dhuhr Ba Jamaat. Islamic brothers performed the namaz. Petrol attendant was busy doing his job, and we were busy doing our job. A person saw the kafila, impressed by our Madani libas and our style. I informed this petrol attendant that MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, this kafila is here from United Kingdom, all the way from UK, and they're traveling in the country. They are preachers of Islam. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Muballighin started doing the infadi koshish, Haji Shahid Patel and one two other Islamic brothers. And within a few moments, Islamic brothers started to make the mind of this person, and he was feeling comfort. He was feeling comfort. And within a few moments, he said, you know, this is the religion I want to be in. Islam, the true religion. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, after infadi koshish of Muballighin, in a little moment, alhamdulillah, he recited the kalima, accepted the shahadat, mashallah. And as our brother Rafaqat Bhai has mentioned, we have kept his name, Muhammad Shaban. Allahu Akbar. I'm just amazed that Allah Tabarakutal is the best of planners. I mean, we were heading in one direction, and all of a sudden we realized that no, we have to go back. Actually, it's not our doing. It's the plan of Allah Ta'ala. It's what Allah Azza wa Jalla wished and Allah Ta'ala willed, that we have to go back. We want to go front, but we could not go front. Actually, a person was waiting a few kilometers behind us. We passed him, and Allah Ta'ala sent us back in reverse direction to go back and invite him and grant him the wealth of Iman. So alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Mati Islam in the views of Madhini Channel, this tells us that when Allah Ta'ala wants to change the condition, no matter who you are, what you are, whether you're black, whether you're brown, whether you're white, whether you're grey, no matter which part of the world you are, if Allah Tabarakutal has it set for you at that specific date and specific time, Allahu Akbar, undoubtedly, wealth of Iman is going to come to that person. And this is Dawat Islami, practicality. Today you're seeing views of Madhini Channel, you're seeing it practical on, I mean, you've been hearing on Madhini Channel, people are becoming Muslim, kafilas are going out in America, kafilas are going to UK, kafilas are going in Africa, so many hundreds and thousands of people are becoming Muslim. Today you had the opportunity to see first-hand information, directly on the camera. Cameraman was there, and all of a sudden things were just happening. It all happens simultaneously. There's no waiting. Remember, in Islam, when a person wants to embrace Islam, you don't have to wait for another day or another minute. The same second he says, I want to become a Muslim, you make him recite the kalima. And mashallah, Azza wa Jal, my dear Islam brothers and views, Madhini Channel, you so practically our Hafiz Rafaqat, may Allah grant him a long life and good health. Mashallah, Azza wa Jal, he, mashallah, made the person recite the kalima, and he accepted, alhamdulillah, the beautiful deen of Islam. Allah Tabarak to shower his special mercy upon each and every one. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay dawat Islami. تیری دوم مچی ہو آمین بجاہ نبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلو علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم
If Allah loves a person If Allah loves a person
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ
وعلیکم
السلام ماشاء اللہ الحمد للہ رب العالمین ماشاء اللہ امیر الدین بھائی ماشاء اللہ قرآن عمران ماشاء اللہ
مرحبا
ماشاء اللہ
مرحبا ماشاء اللہ I have some good news to share with you.
MashaAllah.
We stopped at the service station just about a few miles away from here.
Yeah.
We offered our Salatul Zuhur, Alhamdulillah. And the person who was putting the petrol in our car, he saw the Madani Kafila and he came up to the brothers and he just inquired who we were and where we're from. So we told him, Alhamdulillah, we have a Kafila from UK, Pakistan and South Africa and we are going to Sufi Nagar, Durban. And Alhamdulillah, he was so impressed and the brothers, when they saw that that smile on his face, then start doing infradi koshish. And within a few minutes, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, he accepted Islam.
MashaAllah. So, kya jadwal hai UK walon ka?
Allah.
At the moment, no. Inshallah.
UK walon ko ruk jana chahiye na. Aslam bhai. UK walon 12 months. Huh?
Mini 12 months. Mashallah. Double dust.
12 saal mein shayad UK mein itne musalman nahi hue honge. Jitne yahan 12 mahine mein aap log chahe to Allah ne chaha to musalman ho jayenge. Aur ye tabligh ka neki ki daawat ka sabse supreme maqam hai ki aap kisi gair muslim ko musalman kare. یہ سب سے ایک سپریم مقام ہے. کیا کہتے ہیں مفتی صاحب؟ مفتی صاحب مسئلہ نہیں, بھلے انگلش بولنے والے آ گئے لیکن آپ کی ضرورت رہے گی.
Yes, as Nigran Shura has mentioned that this is actually a very high level, rather highest level of propagation of Islam and the da'wah and imitation of Islam, that you introduce Islam to someone and the heart of that person has opened up towards the light of Islam and he accepts Islam. And there are many narrations which indicate that this is one of the highest ibadat that a person performs to spread the deen of Islam. And this is what our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. Always he would give da'wat of Islam to people. And this is what Sahaba Ikram did.
MashaAllah.
This is what Awliya Allah did. That they spread around, they went everywhere in the world, and they introduced Islam with reasons, with the beautiful practices, akhlaq-e hasana. And people embraced Islam without much difficulty. Hazrat Sayyiduna Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a famous and well-known muballigh and preacher of Islam, whose record conversion of people into Islam is more or less 9 million. It could be more. In fact, his students and his khulafa, they also went around, spread around, and they carried on with the mission of Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri radiallahu ta'ala. It's the very same system that Amiri Ahl Sunnat Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razvi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya is establishing and appointing his representatives all over the world. So the message of Deen, the da'wat to Islam and da'wat to reform, the tabligh actually divides into two categories. One is that invite people towards the path of Islam, and the second is invite people towards taqwa and piety and the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is handling both the departments of propagation, tabligh of Islam, that where there is need of reform, Dawat Islami is working very hard to reform the situation and the conditions of the people. And where there is need to bring people to the fold of Islam, Dawat Islami is not sitting in the back seat.
Mashallah.
So Alhamdulillah, this is a wonderful experience and opportunity. Africa is very fertile and very soft land to spread the deen of Islam.
No doubt.
Without much resistance, without much arguments, people accept Islam easily, and if there is follow-up, then they remain Muslims and they learn Islam and their sacrifices are noticeable. They're very sincere. They give time. They work hard. And that's what you are going to see in Africa. So as Nigrani Shura gave da'wat to the Muballighin who have
UK.
Arrived from UK.
Also America.
Yes, also from America or
and
inshallah.
And other countries.
Other countries as well.
Sabko Mufti Sahab le lo saath.
Yes, yes, yes. So it's a wonderful opportunity. If you really want to experience how easy it is to spread Islam, then work in Africa.
Alhamdulillah, now We have UK Islami Brothers, Pakistan, Arab Emirat. So, Alhamdulillah. South African, MashaAllah. Zimbabwe, MashaAllah. So, now we are going toward Sufi Nagar Durban. So, why don't we make one Amir-e Kafila? So, Nakhale Waqarul Madina. Rukne Shura. MashaAllah. Qadbi Bada, Maqam bhi Bada. MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. Labbaik. Hum inshaAllah itaat karenge.
InshaAllah.
InshaAllah. InshaAllah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Hum Sufi Nagar ki taraf is waqt hamara safar jari hai. Aur aap se madri iltija hai ke dua ki jai Allah ta'ala safar ba khair farmaye. اب انشاءاللہ ہم سفر میں ہیں اور ہمیں مدنی مذاکرے میں جا کر شامل ہونا ہے۔ صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد سبحان الذی سخر لنا
هذا
وما كنا
له
مقرنين
وإنا
إلى ربنا
لمنقلبون
یا اللہ اگر مجھ سے
کوئی
کفر ہو گیا ہو تو
اس سے
توبہ کرتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم توبہ کرتا ہوں میں اپنے تمام پچھلے گناہوں سے یا اللہ میرے سارے گناہ معاف فرما یا اللہ مجھے زیر گنبد خضرا
جلوہ
محبوب میں
شہادت
جنت البقیع میں مدفن اور جنت الفردوس میں اپنے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم کا پڑوس عطا فرما آمین بجاہ نبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم صلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ
صلاۃ والسلام
وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ ماشاء اللہ اس وقت سفر ہمارا جاری ہے بس اللہ وہ دن بھی لائے کہ ایسا کوئی سفر نصیب ہو جائے کہ ہماری گاڑی مدینے کو جا رہی ہے
آمین
اور ہم کہتے رہے خوشا جھومتا جا رہا ہے سفینہ خوشا جھومتا جا رہا ہے سفینہ پہنچ جائیں گے انشاء اللہ مدینہ خوشا جھومتا جا راہ سفینہ پہنچ جائیں گے انشاء اللہ مدینہ پہنچ جائیں گے انشاء اللہ مدینہ وہاں پیارا کعبہ یہاں سبز گنبد وہ مکہ بھی میٹھا تو پیارا مدینہ کتنا لطف آیا واقعی گاڑی مدینے جا رہی ہے وہ باپا آگے بیٹھے ہوتے مجھ لگ گیا تھی
ویٹنگ فار دیٹ اپرچونٹی دیر وار مینی برادرز ہو آر لکی ان دا ارلی ٹائم آف دعوت اسلامی دیٹ دے وینٹ with Amir Ahle Sunnat, with Peer Murshid, to Madina Sharif, to Makkah Sharif, the campaign of Chal Madina.
MashaAllah.
And we feel very unlucky that when we came in Dawat Islami, then the Chal Madina system is not happening anymore. Allah knows best why it's not happening. And
safar mein dua kare Allah taala garam farma de.
There are some spiritual secrets which are unknown to us.
Aise asbab ho jaye ke safar chal Madina ka madani kafla phir bane aur safar shuru ho jaye.
MashaAllah, Nigrani Shura is with us. And also, if Chal Madina happens again, inshallah, and Islamic brothers from all over the world come to know, and I don't think they will follow any procedure or any criteria. They will flood in from all over the world. I think that would be one of the biggest ever Qafila of Chal Madina, that people will witness in Madina Sharif and in Makkah Sharif, inshallah.
Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu
ta'ala. Sallallahu ta'ala ila Muhammad. So, yun matlab ke, jo Makkah Mukarrama se rukhsat ka jo mahol hota hai, jo pehli baar Kaabe Musharrafa ko dekhne ki jo kaifiyat hoti hai, Chal Madina ke madani kaafle mein. بلکہ حقیقت یہ ہے کہ مسجد الحرام کی طرف جاتے ہوئے کی جو کیفیت ہوتی ہیں پھر واپسی لوٹتے وقت کی جو کیفیت ہوتی ہیں پھر مکہ مکرمہ سے رخصت آخری طواف مدینہ شریف کی طرف سفر مدینہ شریف راستے بھر جو کیفیت ہوتی ہیں رکنا ہوتا ہے چلنا ہوتا ہے پھر ایک وقت آتا ہے کہ کھانا بھی کھانا ہوتا ہے تو راستے میں مدینے کی مچھلی کہتے ہیں اس کی ایک اپنی لذت اپنا لطف ہے ابھی پچھلے دنوں امیل سنت اور ہم کہیں بیٹھے تھے تو یہی مدینے کی مچھلی راستے میں کھانے کا ذکر ہوا تھا الحمدللہ تو یوں پھر مدینہ شریف میں حاضری پھر ایک وقت کے بعد آقا کے روزے انور پر حاضری سبز گنبد کے سائے میں حاضری پھر امیر سنت کے ساتھ جو ریاض الجنہ میں داخلے کا جو انداز ہے امیر سنت کا الحمدللہ عز و جل مسجد نبوی شریف میں جو حاضری کا جو انداز ہے یہ امیر سنت کا وہ جو کلام ہے نا مدینے میں کیسا سرور آ رہا تھا اس میں مدینے شریف میں کیسے رہنے کا انداز ہے نا یہ اس کلام میں بیان کیا گیا ہے
دس وڈ بی اے ویری گریٹ فیور آف Dawat Islami and Madani Channel on the Ummat of beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If Amir Ahle Sunnat does Safre Madina, he goes for Hajj, he gives Hazri in Madinatul Munawwara, and every move is recorded. And then people have access to see. In olden days, great scholars, they would write beautiful books with detailed explanations. Mulla Ali Qari, Ala Hazrat, you know, they have written books on Hajj and explaining and everything. And it's you know, every detail you will find there, no doubt. But not everybody can understand. These are the books of great scholars and they have used a lot of terminologies. But if there are visuals there, they can see that this is how the tawaf is performed, and this is how the ihram is tied up, this is how you respect, you know, certain places, this is how you walk, this is how you eat when you are in Madinatul Munawwara, how humble you must be when you are in Makkatul Karrama, how humble you must be.
By reading the book of Amir Ahle Sunnat Rafiqul Haramain, you know, so many people say that, you know, we've been on Hajj and Umrah before, but after reading Rafiqul Haramain, we find a totally different atmosphere and a different, alhamdulillah, love that has been, you know, instilled in our hearts. And just imagine if we see the person who's written it himself, you know, practically doing whatever he's written, that'll be amazing.
That type of our expression, it's not a new concept. اگر ہم پیچھے جاتے ہیں تو ہمارے بزرگوں کے ساتھ لوگوں نے حج کے لیے خاص سفر کیا and now that time they saw their how can they perform حج and انہوں نے پھر آگے اس کو بیان کیا اور یوں مطلب یہ سارا پہنچا. وہ بھی علماء ہوتے تھے ماشاء اللہ, ایک صالحین ہوتے تھے, وہ ان کو فالو کر کے وہ آگے بڑھا دیتے. تو آج مووی ہے اور وہ لوگ ہیں, لیکن ظاہر ہے کہ ہماری اور اس وقت کے لوگوں کی کیفیات میں فرق ہے. وہ صالحین کے ساتھ بھی صالحین سفر کرتے تھے, تو وہ ان کو بھی فالو کرنے والوں کی ایک تعداد ہوا کرتی تھی, ان کے پیچھے چلنے والوں کی ایک تعداد ہوا کرتی تھی. اب ظاہر ہے کہ اب وہ ایسا دور جو ہے وہ سب کے سامنے ہے, تو صالحین نہیں ہے, ایسا نہیں ہے, لیکن
ٹائمز ہیو چینجڈ.
اب بالکل چینج ہے اور بہت زیادہ پرابلم آ گیا ہے, عمل میں بہت کمی آ گئی ہے. مینی پیپلز دے گو ٹو مکہ مکرمہ مدینہ منورہ, بٹ دے ڈونٹ نو دیئر مقدس جو جگہیں ہیں وہاں پر وقت گزارنا کیسے.
I think it's more of a tourist thing now than you know doing ibadat, because it's so easy to go for umrah or hajj nowadays as well. At that time people used to walk into these blessed places, people understood what the value was. Now people, first thing is they don't even learn about how they're going to do the ibadat. So it's basically now is a lot of shopping, that's what sadly is in our minds now.
I'll put it with a different words, that even though initially the intention is good, initially there's no intention of touring, but I think when people reach there, the steadfastness, the istiqlal is the major problem. You become very, you know, informal after 1 days or 2 days, and you built your mind before you came, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll show respect here, I'll stay humble, I will not fight with anyone, I will not raise my voice, I will not judge people, I will not, you know, backbite. People do all these kind of things, but you know, to remain steadfast for more than 2 days or 3 days or for a week or month, I think that's where the real problem comes. You see people lose patience very quickly. If their desires are not fulfilled, they get tired, you know, they get sick, they pick up flu, body is tired, mentally tired, they agitated, they want to argue and fight. So that's where the real test comes. Now, we're talking about great spiritual personalities like Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiyah. You know, their nature has become very permanent. Their ways have become very permanent. They're not pious for 1 day. They're not pious for 2 days. They're pious in every day of their lives. So that's where the difference comes, and that's why we all desire to do Hajj with him, to do Umrah with him, to make Ziyarat with him, because of his istiqlal and his, you know, his firm nature.
Now, in that time, so many Muslims, they fill the Hajj form now and submit them. So, وہ حج کے جاتے ہیں, دے کوالیفائی فار پرفارم حج ایز پر بائی لو, اوکے, بٹ بیکاز ان دیئر سٹی, ان دیئر ہاؤس, دے ڈونٹ نو اباؤٹ ورشپ پراپرلی, اینڈ دے ڈونٹ ہیو اینی پریکٹس اباؤٹ ورشپ پراپرلی. سو وین ہی ول گو ٹو مکہ مکرمہ مدینہ منورہ, سو کیفیت پہ تو جاتے ہیں, جذبہ ہوتا ہے کہ میں حج کرنے کے لیے جا رہا ہوں, لیکن جب یہ عمرہ کر لیا, اب یہاں نماز پڑھنے کی عادت تھی نہیں, یہاں پر ان کو عبادت کرنے کی, تلاوت کرنے کی, مسجد میں بیٹھنے کی عادت نہیں تھی. یو نو مسجد الحرام میں جائیں, ہم گئے مسجد الحرام میں, بٹ وی ڈونٹ اسٹے ان مسجد الحرام, وی ڈونٹ اسٹے ان مسجد نبوی شریف, بیکاز وی ڈونٹ ہیو دیٹ ٹائپ آف ہیبٹ ان آور سٹی. ہمیں مسجد میں بیٹھنے کی عادت ہی نہیں ہے,
get bored very quickly.
عادت ہی نہیں ہے. اب وہاں جاتے کیفیت میں, کعبہ شریف کو دیکھ لیا, مسجد الحرام کو دیکھ لیا, یہ تھوڑا سا منظر دیکھ لیا, اب چونکہ دل ہمارا مسجد میں نہیں, مسجد کے باہر لگا رہتا ہے, لہٰذا وہاں بھی یہی چیز جو ہے نا وہ ہمارے کیفیت ریپیٹ ہو جاتی ہے ایک فور دا ٹائم بینگ. جیسے ہم مطلب فور دا ٹائم بینگ ہم کوشش کرتے ہیں کہ ہم تھوڑا نیک بننے کی کوشش کرتے ہیں اور چلو اللہ کے کرم ہے اتنی دیر بھی بیٹھ جاتے ہیں, لیکن چونکہ ہماری عادت ہی نہیں ہے مسجد میں بیٹھنے کی, ہم یا تلاوت نہیں کرتے تو وہاں کیسے جا کر تلاوت کر لیں گے؟ مطلب ایک جہاز ایک ملک سے دوسرے ملک ہم کو لے کر گیا تو اس نے کنٹری تبدیل کی, ہمارا نیچر تو نہیں تبدیل کر دیا کہ ہم جہاز میں بیٹھیں گے تو ود ان 3 or 4 hours یا 5 hours when we land somewhere تو ہم اترتے ہی ہماری کیفیت تبدیل ہو جائے گی اور ہم بولیں گے کہ ہم مطلب مقدس جگہ ہے تو ہمارے اندر بھی سارا وہ کیفیت تبدیل ہو جائے گی, ہم وہی کے وہی ہیں.
I think it's like similar in Ramzan Sharif as well.
Just like, same.
Ramzan Sharif, first few days, there's passion, the masajid are full. You get to 10th roza, 15th roza, to aista is slowing down. There's a beautiful example, Sheikh Tariq, Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah, the founder and leader of Dawat Islami has given, that, you know, if you have a fan on full speed, and then you switch it off, the fan will not stop immediately. He will still go in his motion for some time. He said, Tarha, if we have such a habit of committing guna and we don't have the habit of ibadat, then Allah Ta'ala, if He wants, it can happen. But to guarantee that on the flick of a switch He will finish, He won't finish. This takes time, preparation.
See, hotel arrangements must be perfect, food arrangement must be perfect. And if there's problem in that area, people get very upset. But they don't prepare how to wear ihram, they don't prepare, you know, what will make dam wajib on them and what will not, and that they leave it to the travel agent, as if travel agent is a mufti. And they say, no, he got a lot of experience, he is taking people for hajj from 30 years, from 20 years, he knows a lot about hajj. I mean, if you have not studied, it doesn't matter how many times you have done the hajj, you still don't know the masail of Sharia. Things will not just come on its own. You have to study under teachers, prepare yourself, and take guidance of ulama, you know, read books, authentic books like Rafiqul Haraman, Rafiqul Mu'tamirin if you're going for Umrah. And then if you are confused and don't understand something, ask a good scholar that is in your locality, vicinity, who is living there. So preparation, you know, mental, spiritual.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's very vital.
To chip in, Mufti Sahab, what Nigrani Shura is saying is very, very relevant. You see, the wake of Imam Al-Bukhari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he's such an author that, you know what, he put bab, chapter in his well-known book, Sahih Al-Bukhari. Much that one scholar said that Tabweeb al-Bukhari fiqhu, that the chapters of Imam al-Bukhari, that is his own understanding. When he put a chapter on that, it is, you know, the topic of the chapter, it was his own understanding. Then he started to prove it with a hadith and verses. Now there's a chapter, Imam al-Bukhari said, Babul ilmi qabla la qawli wal amal. Chapter, knowledge precedes action and words. You have got to have knowledge first before doing anything else. So before we go to Hajj, we must equip ourselves with knowledge. Otherwise, it will be tourism. So now, coming back again to the point of discussion, whereby we say that if Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah, Dammat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, is there with us, there is something which we are lacking nowadays. Sahaba, they used to see practicality from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know that knowledge, in as far as schools is concerned, if you go for science, these are difficult subjects or sciences. There is what you call theory and practice. Now, if you learn theory only, you won't understand. But if you do practicality, you will understand it better. That's why the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if there was Hajj, he goes to Hajj. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they will see, then it's easy. So this is what we are lacking nowadays. You know, we take, you know, a simple man, then he go to Saudi Arabia. He does not know, number one, how to respect the haram. Qala sha'ir, a poet said, Ala wasala man wasala bil hurma, wa saqata man saqata illa bitarik al hurma. Those people who reach the goal, who shall enter into Jannah, it's because of respect. Look at the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you don't respect him, what will happen? So if you go to Medina Sharif and you don't respect the Holy Prophet, what will happen? So that is all these things. It must be put into consideration. Then he said, وَسَقَّطَ مَنْ سَقَّطَ بِتَرْكَ الْحُرْمَ. Those people will fail to reach the goal. It was because of them, they don't have respect. So knowledge is very important in whatever important we want to do.
Also, I would like to mention that well said, Maulana Imran. Alhamdulillah, there are still many great ulama that they go for Hajj every year. Sunni ulama, and alhamdulillah, they are there to guide us. We talking about particularly a person and personality whose love and ishq and mahabba with Makkah and Medina is known to us so well that maybe we are not informed about other personalities.
SubhanAllah.
So, we are close to him, we read his books, we listen to his talks, and this is our desire that if one day we are with him, that will be wonderful. But at the same token, somebody must not misunderstand that as if there are no other ulama going for Hajj or no other leaders going for Hajj. Alhamdulillah, there are great Sunni scholars that always go for Hajj and they are within their own capacity and with their own resources, they are alhamdulillah helping Muslim Ummah and they're setting examples. And one day, if our leader, the person that we take him as our mentor, is with us and we see his examples, that would be Nurun ala Nur.
SubhanAllah. Just to add, if you look at the practical aspect of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, when you go for kafila, you find many people who have performed Hajj, but they don't know the basic of ghusl, they don't know the basic of wudu. Now, how did they perform Hajj? That means they were napak. Means if you go into Haram Sharif for one good deed, they get 100,000 good deeds. And for one guna, one sin. So the person doesn't know the faraiz or the basic thing, which alhamdulillah, due to the effort of Amir al-Sunnat, Damod Barakatul Aliyah, that in Madni Kafir, we teach the basics and people come to, and people get shocked. They say, I've been for Hajj, but I didn't know this. So the importance of one Madrasa al-Madina, Balighan, going for Kafila, etc., etc., especially for those people who are going for Hajj, they prepare with visas and everything, injection. But what is really important is your ibadat and the basics they don't know. And alhamdulillah, the basic is being now, alhamdulillah, due to the effort of Amir al-Sunnat, that these are being taught and people are becoming aware of these things.
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. اس وقت ہمارے جو گفتگو جاری ہے وہ حج کے موضوع پر ہے کہ امیر سنت کا حج ہونا اور بزرگوں کے حج کے حوالے سے طریقہ کار کا ہونا. تو یہ ہماری گفتگو بھی ہماری صوفی نگر کے راستے میں ہے, ڈربن ساؤتھ افریقہ. حج کا ایک اپنا طریقہ کار ہے, یوم عرفات کا میدان ہے, مزدلفہ ہے, طواف زیارہ ہے, دیگر طواف وغیرہ, مطلب ایک پوری ایک رفیق الحرمین کا پڑھیں تو پھر احرام ہے, احرام کے مسائل ہیں, اس کے احکامات ہیں وغیرہ وغیرہ, تو بہت ساری اس پہ ڈیٹیل ہے. لیکن یہ ساری چیزیں جو حج سے ریلیٹڈ ہیں, عمرے سے ریلیٹڈ ہیں, وہ ضروری ہیں. لیکن ڈیفینیٹلی وہاں جا کر آپ نے نماز تو پڑھنی پڑنی ہے نا, پانچوں نمازیں تو وہاں بھی ادا کرنی ہیں, وضو تو آپ نے وہاں بھی کرنا ہے, فرض ہونے کی صورت میں غسل بھی تو ادا کرنا ہی کرنا ہوتا ہے, اچھا قرآن کی تلاوت تو وہاں بھی کرنی ہے, نماز وہاں بھی قرآن شریف پڑھنا ہے. تو میری تمام تر حج کا فارم, عمرے کا فارم, عمرے پہ جانے والے سب سے میری مدنی التجا ہے برائے کرم حج کا پورا طریقہ سمجھیے, پلیز سمجھیے. ابھی ہم بیٹھے ہوئے گاڑی کے اندر حج کے موضوع پر ہی بات کر رہے, مزہ آ رہا ہے, لطف آ رہا ہے. ایک اچھا, کیونکہ مکہ مدینے کی باتیں ہو رہی ہیں نا, حج کی باتیں ہو رہی ہیں, عمرے کی باتیں ہو رہی ہیں, یہاں لطف نہیں آئے گا تو لطف کن باتوں میں آئے گا. تو یہ مطلب پورا حج اور عمرے کا طریقہ برائے کرم رفیق الحرمین لے لیجئے, رفیق المعتمرین لے لیجئے, اس کا مطالعہ کریں. اس کی وی سی ڈی ہے, حج کا طریقہ کی پوری وی سی ڈی موجود ہے, وہ لے لیں, اس کو دیکھیں پڑھیں. لاکھوں روپے خرچ کر رہے ہیں آپ, پلیز گیٹ نالج, معلومات حاصل کریں اور فوراً اپنی نماز, اپنا وضو, اپنا غسل اور دیگر جو نماز کے اوراد و وظائف اور دیگر جو چیزیں اس کو درست کریں. اتنا مقدس سفر اگر آپ پر سفر کرنے کے لیے جا رہے ہیں مقدر راستے پر, تو اس کی پوری تیاری کریں. आप ट्रेवल एजेंट से घर का पूछते हैं, होटल का पूछते हैं, खाने का पूछते हैं, सब कुछ पूछते हैं, आप हर चीज को फैसिलिट करने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं कि हमें ये सहूलत मुयसर आएंगे नहीं आएंगे, मगर रह तो यहाँ भी रहे, खा तो यहाँ भी रहे, पी तो यहाँ भी रहे, सब कुछ तो यहाँ भी कर रहे हैं, वहाँ कुछ अलग है, वहाँ हज है, वहाँ की इबादत है, उन इबादतों का इल्म जरूर हासिल कीजिए। तो मेहरबानी करें, मेरी तमाम तर आशिकाने रसूल से मदर इल्तिजा है बराए करम, इस चीज को जरूर सीरियस लीजिएगा और हज पर जाएं। हमारा सरकार सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वआलिहि वसल्लम की बारगाह में सलाम अर्ज करने की हमारी मदनी इल्तिजा है। शेखैन करीम है, शेखैन सैयदना हमजा रदियल्लाहु तआला अन्हा, दीगर बकीए पाक के अंदर जो औलिया कराम साहबा कराम के मजारात हैं, जहां जहां याद रहे दुआ भी कीजिएगा। अल्लाह ताला आपका सफर बखैर बाज़ौक फरमाए, मगर इन मदनी इल्तिजाओं पर बराए करम को संजीदगी के साथ गौर कीजिएगा। सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद।
The special favor of Allah, Awliya Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Awliya Allah. They bless everyone but don't expect anything in return. The shelter for sinners are Awliya Allah. The shelter for sinners.